adding that in the future, she would like to invite younger grades from the area's sending districts. Each year, we want to add more. Teen Tech Week is the Young Adult Library Services Association's annual celebration of digital literacy and technology, according to Ford. And the event raises awareness about learning beyond the classroom to explore, create, and share content. Somehow I don't think it's very difficult to get teens to buy into technology. Still, you need to invite the folks that are cutting edge on that to come on by. But it's not going to be hard to get participants, no doubt about it. We move on to a little one community info, and that's that what I believe is probably the first, it's probably not, what I believe is probably the first golf outing of the year. The community bulletin on 28th of April reports that Anderson House golf outing is set for June 6th. At Stanton Ridge Country Club. So be part of a solution to a growing addiction crisis and benefit from it too. 18 years strong and a local tradition, Anderson House is hosting its annual golf outing on June 6th at Stanton Ridge Golf and Country Club in White House Station. New faces are welcome to have a great time for a worthy cause as a golfer, dinner guest, or sponsor. The golf outing is something we look forward to every year. It's always a great time, shared one longtime golfer. It's always a privilege to support Anderson House, and it's fun, shared another. New this year is the Corporate Challenge, a new division of competition just for companies and organizations. Participation in this competition can send their best players to earn a team prize and bragging rights. Special thanks to early supporters. Joining major sponsors are NCS Technologies, Conway Wealth Group, LLC at Summit Equities, Insurance Compliance Agency, and Investors Bank in the Corporate Challenge, are Eisner Amper, Hunter and Medical Center Foundation, and Wilkin and Gutterplan PC. Join these companies in the Corporate Challenge and compete for low gross and low net winners in the special category. The modified best ball format will feature a barbecue lunch, soothing chair massages, hors d'oeuvres, dinner and evening programming featuring an Anderson House graduate, which, by the way, is probably the most moving story you'll ever hear. I've participated with them in the past, and it'll blow your mind, the stories of these women. There will also be an auction and raffle prizes, golfer gifts, goodie bags, contests, and award ceremony. Not a golfer? Well, join them for the evening festivities as a dinner guest. Anderson House is a residential program for women recovering from alcoholism and drug addiction. Dedicated to providing quality treatment, Anderson House supports women as they develop the necessary goals and life skills to return to the community as responsible, productive, and sober individuals. Support Anderson House. Support the community. Be a golfer, sponsor, or donate to the live and silent auctions to raise funds. Go to AndersonHouse.org. Contact Laura Rollins at 908-534-5818, extension 207, or email them at events@AndersonHouse.org for more information. This program, I had an affiliation with them years ago, and one of the most amazing things about it is that it's not the same as the old 12-step program. It's not the same as getting them out there and getting them on a timetable. They stay until they're ready to go, and they work hard to get them to be ready to go, and that's the real important thing, because you can't put everybody on a timetable. Each patient or person is different, and they need more help or less help depending on what they're doing, and so that's the key. All right, we have to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time. I thank you to Al Warren and Michelle Heidi for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say you should have. Well, you have community days that go on. We have the Vietnam War Memorial. We have the Shad Fest continuing. We have the book fair going on today. time to get involved with the community, folks, and enjoy yourself and be around folks that want to help their own community. That's the key to living a well life, healthy and wise. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Good Morning Hunterman on Huntshiver Radio Town.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
In Seattle, at least five officers injured, nine people arrested after May Day protests take a turn for the worse. Police say protesters in downtown Seattle throwing rocks, flares.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
In Seattle, at least five officers injured, nine people arrested after May Day protests take a turn for the worse. Police say protesters in downtown Seattle throwing rocks, flares, bricks, and Molotov cocktails at officers. Meantime, May Day demonstrators in Los Angeles take aim at Donald Trump. Hundreds take to the streets in L.A. to celebrate workers' rights as well as immigration issues. Some marchers carrying signs reading, "Dump Trump." Turning now to politics, Donald Trump says a win in the Indiana primary Tuesday will signal the end of the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
Cruz cannot win. He's got no highway. He's got nothing. He's way behind. I'm leading him by millions and millions of votes, and I'm leading him by 400 or 500 delegates. He can't win.
He tells Fox News Sunday that while he believes the race is already over, a victory Tuesday means Texas Senator Ted Cruz has no chance to win. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com. Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on-air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Well, voters in Indiana are the next to go to the primary polls. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has a preview from Washington.
Cruz has to win Indiana, or else this thing is going to be over pretty quickly.
That's Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University stressing the importance of tomorrow's Indiana primary to the Cruz campaign. Foreman saying that while Carly Fiorina as his running mate could bring in some votes in that state, it could also backfire because of the similarities between Fiorina and Cruz.
The people who would be Fiorina voters already are going for Cruz over Trump. So I'm just not sure that she adds anything more other than reinforcing what Cruz stands for.
The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing Donald Trump leading by double digits in Indiana. The race much tighter on the Democratic side, with Hillary Clinton leading Bernie Sanders there by a 50 to 46% margin. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Get more news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
CIA Director John Brennan says the U.S. faces a unique challenge in the fight against ISIS.
This is a large, not just organization, it's a phenomenon. We see it not just in Syria and Iraq, we see it in Libya, Nigeria, and other countries.
Brennan tells NBC's Meet the Press the best way to fight ISIS is to take out its leadership. He said killing the terror group's number one leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, would have a tremendous impact on the terror group and made a prediction about getting ISIS.
We will destroy ISIL, I have no doubt in my mind, and we have to remove the leadership that directs that organization to carry out these horrific attacks.
In Cleveland, they are working to stop a toxic blob from contaminating the city's water supply pipe. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's court-martial being allowed to proceed. An appeals court has lifted the stay of proceedings that it issued in early February after prosecutors disagreed with how much access the defense could have to classified information. Bergdahl's charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. It is Kentucky Derby week at historic Churchill Downs. The first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown takes place on Saturday with the 142nd Run for the Roses. Last year, American Pharoah became just the 12th horse in history and first since the firm in 1978 to win the Kentucky Derby, Preakness Stakes, and Belmont Stakes all in the same year. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 46 degrees in Flemington. 40% chance of precipitation. It's overcast. Today is May 2nd, 2016. It's cloudy, showers likely mainly this morning. Areas of fog this morning. Highs in the lower 60s. East winds around 5. Coming south around 5 this afternoon. Chance of rain is 60%. Cloudy and showers likely tonight, mainly after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain is 70%. Showers, by the way, are the theme for the rest of the week. Showers likely tomorrow, highs in the lower 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the 60s on Thursday. On Friday, we have 40% chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s. On Saturday the 7th, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. And finally, it all kind of clears out and it's partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the 70s. Temperatures in our area. 46 in Flemington, 46 the County Complex, 46 in Frenchtown, 45 up in Tewksbury, 45 in Clinton, 45 up in Washington, and 46 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
From Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices, we're in Flemington, New Jersey. Down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air with the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. There's New Jersey's one and only Bon Jovi. All right. It is May. It's May 2nd. We've got through May Day. We got May showers creating May flowers. You don't see the sun for quite some time. It'll peek out from time to time, but we're going to have showers throughout the week. Got to talk about traffic. Got an alert here we got to cover. HERTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them and they'll give you the information that I get. And fortunately, there haven't been too much out there. We had congestion on 78 as of 7:36 this morning. Lay 78 eastbound, exit 26, County Route 665, Rattlesnake Bridge Road in Bedminster. Delays due to volume. The old normal volume routine. That's about it. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunterdon. On Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. We got Al War on at 8:40. Business with Al. Al gives us insight into businesses in Hunterdon County. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's and gives us information about tips, tricks, and advice going on in the kitchen. He also teaches a class over at Hunterdon County Polytech, and he also runs the cafe over there to teach our young restaurateurs how to run a business. At 2 o'clock, it's Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright is kicking off Mental Health Month this week. It's an award-winning show, Larry Cartwright and Mental Health Matters. They won an award from the state of New Jersey and Governor Chris Christie about 2 years ago. So Larry does a great job with him bringing information about NAMI of Hunterdon. The Hunterdon Medical Center on the air is on from 3 to 4. Either Chris Phelan or Larry Cartwright runs that, hosts that show, and they bring that information to you about people, places, and programs going on at the medical center. Georgine Trinkle, our up-and-coming host, is on from 4 to 5, talking about viewpoints and topics making headlines in Hunterdon County. And finally, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann constantly finds very unique guests to talk about or talk with on her show, and many of them happen to be musical guests. And this week, it's Barbara Sanderman and the Caritas Chamber Chorale are joining Ruth Ann Brown today at 5. So Feed Your Soul. It's about music and all sorts of great stuff going on there. So I'm sure Ruth Ann will have everybody playing some music or talking about music, and Ruth Ann does a great job doing all that. And as you are probably well aware, Ruth Ann Brown is a celebration of a lifetime. She's a officiant and a celebrant, and she brings some great guests to her show. It's great to have her on Mondays at 5 o'clock. Of course, you knew all that. That's the 100ChamberRadio.com schedule for today. It's all there on the 100ChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, a Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100ChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 100 Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, it's time. Look at BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day of May. Start off with ALS Awareness Month. As it turns out, this is the day that Lou Gehrig took himself out of the lineup in the Iron Horse because he was starting to feel the effects of ALS. Mental Health Matters is on today. Maybe Larry will be talking a little bit about it as well. American Wetlands Month, APS Awareness Month, Arthritis Awareness Month, Aromanth Month, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's Asthma Awareness Month, a pollen is affecting people's breathing. Awareness of Medical Orphans Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Borderline Personality Disorder Month. Once again, Larry Cartwright may have some information about that today, too. Brain Tumor Awareness Month. Building Safety Month. It's Celiac Awareness Month. Chip Your Pet Month. It's Clean Air Month. Community Living Month. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. Creative Beginnings Month. Cystic Fibrosis Month. Drum Month. EDS. Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome Awareness Month. Family Reunion Month. Link. Family Wellness Month. Fibromyalgia Education Awareness Month. Food Allergy Action Month. Freedom Shrine Month. For the week, it is Choose Privacy Week. It's National Tourism Week. We talk a little bit later about folks who could have saw the traveling Vietnam Memorial this past weekend. Be Kind Animals Week. Children's Mental Health Week. Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week. Drinking Water Week. Cleveland's having a little trouble with that right now. Flexible Work Arrangement Week. Goodwill Industries Week. International Clitoris Awareness Week. It is National Alcohol and Drug Related Birth Defects Week. National Anxiety Depression Awareness Week. National Correctional Officers Week. National Family Week. National Hug Holiday Week. National Pet Week, National Postcard Week, National Raisin Week, National Small Business Week, National Wildflower Week, North American Occupational Safety and Health Week. Why are they cramming everything into May? Public Service Recognition Week, Update Your References Week. Today started Teacher Appreciation Week, Children's Book Week, National Safety Stand Down Week. We had a lockdown in Hillsborough last week. Had to deal with that. National Wildflower Week. Work at Home Moms Week. PTA Teacher Appreciation Week. Screen Free Week. Digital Detox. Good luck. And for the day, benign compared to all of that stuff, it's Melanoma Monday. It's National Library Legislation Day. And it's Robert's Rule of Order Day. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day from brownielocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Well, it's a community awareness, and you should get involved. Well, we have some vitamin C to help you with that. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reported on the 29th that Clinton Township held their community day on Saturday. So this is kind of remind you that this is what it's all about, folks. The township's 8th annual community day was held 2 to 7 p.m. on Saturday at Bunt Park. The day began with the Clinton Township Country Run at 8:30 a.m. and included a 1 mile, 5 kilometer, and 15 kilometer races. Registration was done by going to the Red Roof House, and then they had the run. Activities for Community Day were tethered balloon rides, helicopter experience, inflatable bounce fun, pony rides, petting zoo, face painting, high school softball and baseball games, community organization information booths, live music, and beverage truck. Now, here's the deal. You might not have been a part of Clinton Township, but we're starting the summer season soon. And in fact, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce was going to have their community day next month. These are going to happen all over the county. And Clinton, as it turns out, is one of the best places to live. Why? Because they have camaraderie. They have community. They don't get it by accident. They create it. They create it by doing these types of events over and over and over again, even though some of them might not be very successful. But they still hold them because they have a vision. They have a strategy. So you, as a community member, You can either decide to ignore it and not participate, or you can participate. And I trust and I promise you that if you do participate, A, you'll have a good time, and B, you'll start to create that community and that vibrance that you want to have within your town, within your municipality. There's 26 municipalities in Huntington County. Think about what you should be doing to make yours the best one. Vitamin C.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for May 2nd, 2016. From Spider-Man 3, Perla Haney Jardine is 18. From Fame, Kay Panabaker is 26. From Mute, Emily Hart is 30. Final Destination 2, James Kirk is 30. Actor in The Forbidden King, who names their kid James Kirk? Thomas McDowell is 30 from Forbidden Kingdom. Lily Allen is 31, songwriter of Smile. CNN anchor reporter Poppy Harlow is 33. Friday Night Lights, Gaius Charles is 33. Wolftown, Alicia Ziegler is 35. One Tree Hill, Robert Buckley is 35. The Office, 21 Jump Street, Ellie Kemper is 36. Something New, Casey Clyde is 36. House of Pain, Denise Lawton is 38. Blossom, Jenna Von Oy is 39. The Fighter, Jenna Lamia is 41. Finlay Robinson is 41 from In a Day. Retired pro soccer midfielder David Beckham is 41. Moon, Snow White, and the Huntsman, Matt Berry is 42. Fast and Furious 6, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 44. Silk Stockings, Mitzi Captures, 54. The John Larroquette Show, Elizabeth Berridge is 54. Film director, Stephen Daldry is 55. Revenge of the Nerds, Brian Tocci is 57. Costume designer, Donatella Versace is 61. R&B singer, Angela Bofill is 62. Christian Baranski is 64 from The Good Wife. Former Foreigner lead singer, Lou Graham is 66. Gatlin Brothers, Larry Gatlin is 68. Vacuum cleaner tycoon, James Dyson is 69. Agatha Christie, David Suchet is 70. The Killing Fields, Bruce Robinson is 70. Photographer and social activist, Bianca Jaeger is 71. From MASH, Joanne Plug is 76. Room for One More, Iris Mann is 77. After the Lovin', Engelbert Humperdinck is 80. Land of the Giants, Doc Marshall is 80. Ordinary People, Quinn Redebecker is 80. And Chinatown's Bruce Glover is 84. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com, and I'll get them on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington.
More than a
in just a moment.
Less than a splash, the heir to a long line of glory. Give me the morning, and I'll give you a song. It's so good being part of this story. This moment in time, this right time of day. Oh, I love being with you and watching my life at play.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
In Seattle, at least five officers injured, nine people arrested after May Day protests take a turn for the worse. Police say protesters in downtown Seattle throwing rocks, flares, bricks, and Molotov cocktails at officers. Meantime, May Day demonstrators in Los Angeles take aim at Donald Trump. Hundreds take to the streets in L.A. to celebrate workers' rights as well as immigration issues. Some marchers carrying signs reading, "Dump Trump." Turning now to politics, Donald Trump says a win in the Indiana primary Tuesday will signal the end of the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
Cruz cannot win. He's got no highway. He's got nothing. He's way behind. I'm leading him by millions and millions of votes, and I'm leading him by 400 or 500 delegates. He can't win.
He tells Fox News Sunday that while he believes the race is already over, a victory Tuesday means Texas Senator Ted Cruz has no chance to win. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com. Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
All right, it's time for the investment update. We have Michelle Heide on the phone, and Michelle, it's May, which means do we have to sell?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, of course, a lot of the media coverage is on, should we sell in May and go away, or will this year be different? And right now it's kind of mixed, with most saying that it may not necessarily be the case this year, since, you know, even though overall, you know, we got through most of the short-term volatility, they're feeling that the latter part of this year will be a little bit better. Well, hopefully. not that that's saying too much, but similar to last year. So we'll see. It's interesting. Go ahead.
The old adage is that you're supposed to come back in September.
Right.
They don't say go away for the whole year. They're saying go away for the summer. So,
go away for the summer.
Yeah.
But it's looking like, based on some of the commentary that I'm reading, and again, it's anybody's guess at this point. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. Is that, it's a little bit more of a feeling of optimism, and that you don't necessarily want to be out because you may miss a little bit over the summer. Not that anything major is expected, but.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see what actually happens on this first trading day in May. So for the first trading day in May, even though we had the Asian market off, you know, we had the Nikkei off about 3%. It's interesting because it's almost like Japan, not that they are, but, you know, they were off about 3% today. And, you know, typically, we see a little bit more volatility in China, but lately we've been seeing a little bit more volatility in Japan. And again, most of that probably has to do with the fact of the currency exchange and the fact, especially with last week, that they decided not to do anything in terms of increased stimulus at this time. So it added a little bit to the volatility. But that flowed through a little bit to Europe. Europe's a little bit choppy at this point. Italian banks are down a bit, but there are some markets that are closed today for some public holidays. So we have London is closed, Hong Kong, Ireland, Singapore, Russia all closed today for some public holidays. Other than that, there's not a whole lot in the news this morning in terms of the markets. We do have manufacturing PMI at 9:45. We have the ISM spending figures in both manufacturing and construction at 10. We have San Francisco Fed President John Williams doing a talk later on today. And then we had Warren Buffett coming out and making the statement that he might consider taking money out of banks if they start charging for deposits. Well,
wow.
You know, he's no dummy. But then where do you put it? Because you don't want to just have cash sitting around in your house, and you don't want to have everything fully invested in the market. So I'll have to read, you know, I just picked up the headline. I didn't get a chance to read what his thought process was there. I mean, of course, no one would want to put their money in a bank if they're going to be charged for making deposits, but at the same time, that's what's happening in certain parts of the world right now, because what else do you do?
Right.
And then the other big development, not the huge development, but Halliburton and Baker Hughes decided to call off. A couple weeks ago, they announced that they were looking to do a merger, and they decided to call that off. So there's that. And then I don't want to overlook the fact that in Puerto Rico, today was the day that a lot of their big bond payments were due.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like at midnight, something developed, but not nearly what would need to be done to be able to fully make their payment. But it sounds like some of the hedge fund investors in the government development bank over in San Juan did come up with something. Again, it's still not, you know, dollar for dollar, but it sounds like there's something going on there. But then they also have big payments due again in July. So we continue to see some struggles in Puerto Rico regarding their municipal debt. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to some commentary before we got on the air in terms of how Cuba, you know, might add to the uncertainty in Puerto Rico now that, you know, travel is allowed there. Are more people going to opt to travel to places like Cuba, since we haven't been allowed to travel there for a long time, versus going to Puerto Rico, that type of thing, since tourism is one of the big areas of their GDP in Puerto Rico. So we shall see, but it looks like so far the U.S. futures are looking brighter. We have the Dow up about 40, S&P up about 5, NASDAQ up 9. You know, Friday was an interesting day because it initially looked like we were going to have a follow-through to Thursday, but then by the end of the close on Friday, even though we ended down mostly lower, it looks like some buying went on towards the end of the trading day. So we'll see what happens today. Like I said, there's some economic data out today, but later in this week, we have the normal jobs and things like that coming out, but we'll see what happens today.
Okay, fair enough. I saw the article on Berkshire Hathaway, and I lost it, so I was going to look it up for you, but gonna have to chase it down a little bit. Did you see the thing about Facebook trying to issue another stock? In addition to the
You know what? I did see that. And same thing, I didn't have a chance to read all the details on that in terms of, you know, the what and the why.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any more insight than I do at this point.
Well, I don't, except the only thing I could think of is most people don't realize at this point that many companies have different shares, right? Mm-hmm. We have the preferred shares versus the common stock. And they have different risks involved with them. And so I'm wondering
right.
if that's where this is going. Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah, I issue a new Class C stock calling the move unfair. So, you know, there's different preferred shares. They don't have the same, some of the shares don't have the same volatility as the common shares
right.
do. So they have completely different prices. Some people, when you look out there and you look at ticker symbols, you have to make sure that you're talking about the right stock. Some companies only have one issue of stock.
Right.
Others have more than one. And then you have to realize, of course, that when there's different levels of shares, if a company goes out of business, which we
right.
thought used to be a miracle. It would never happen. It happens more often than we'd like to think now. You have to see which shares get paid back first or which
right.
shares get. So typically the preferred shares get payback first before bonds. So bonds get first paid, then
right.
preferred shares, then common shares. Right. Very important to understand all that if you're going to make that investment. So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, big fight now, I guess, because folks that invested in Facebook on the common shares now could be bumped down because they're going to put this other class share ahead of them.
Mm.
So
right.
That's the story.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
All right.
Getting back to Warren Buffett, you know as well as I do, whenever a bank makes this type of, or any type of business makes this type of a play, there's always going to be another organization that's going to find a way to reap the reward from it.
Right.
If you want to talk about banks, you can always go to look at your credit union, and you can avoid the nonsense. You want to talk about airlines? Well, there's still some airlines that still don't charge you for baggage fees. So
right.
Understand
Absolutely.
That always these types of decisions provide an opportunity for somebody else, and that's called SWOT analysis, folks, and every business should be doing those. So understand it.
Most definitely.
All right,
Most
Michelle.
Definitely.
Well, I'm going to let you go and let you dry out. It's going to be wet for the next couple of days. So
yes.
You might be growing some mold. I don't know.
I know, right?
All right. It's Small All Business right. Week. Have a good Small Business Week for yourself and Pat and Heidi and Associates, and we'll talk with you again
All
tomorrow.
Right. Thank you. All right. Sounds good. You too.
Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heidi from Pat and Heidi and Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. And Michelle has the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington. HuntingtonChamber@radio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Huntington County, New Jersey.
For over 50 years, Huntington Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. I have Al War on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I'm going to remind
everybody.
I'm doing very well. I'm going to remind everybody that you reminded us that Mother's Day is around the corner, and you did a great piece on all that. So now you're going to warn us about something else. What are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I was concentrating on Community Day.
All right.
Community Day is a festival, springtime festival that's put on by the Chamber of Commerce at the South County Park fairgrounds.
Right.
And it's coming up on Saturday, June 4th, and I wanted to cover it early because people can have time to put it on their calendar, as well as businesses can have time to know that it's coming up, and they can maybe put up a booth to meet people. I talked to Laura Cummins, and she said last year over 3,000 people showed up.
Yep.
So that's quite an event that is coming up on Saturday, June 4th.
Yeah, this is the third iteration of it, and it keeps getting better and more organized each year. And as you say, you got to plan ahead if you're going to be a business that's going to take advantage of the marketing opportunity.
Sure, sure. All kinds of businesses have already signed up, some big, some small, and there are quite a few. Spot Unity Bank, for example, last year did a tethered balloon rides where you can get into the balloon and you you still have a rope to earth.
Yes.
But depending on the weather, they'll be back and doing the same thing this year.
Cool.
All kinds of pony rides and a petting zoo for the kids. And
right.
It's not just kids, it's for adults as well. Michael Shreddick does Reptile World, and he'll be bringing all kinds of scaly animals,
right,
which always is a show with not only kids but adults as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your opinion on this before you give me a little more about the organizations that already jumped in the fray.
Yeah.
This is a little bit different than a business expo. And
the business expo is in the fall,
right?
And is typically business to business focus,
right?
Although anybody can attend, but the springtime thing, the community day, is more for the community, anybody,
right?
Kids as well as adults.
And so another opportunity is for a lot of the nonprofit organizations to expose their mantra, their mission to people in the community.
Sure. Along that line, Hunterdon Healthcare is one of the sponsors this year, and they'll have a big tent with all kinds of activities. There's a mini healthcare fair.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Kathleen Felix, she's the director, and nurses will be on hand, and they'll have an Ask the Expert area where anybody can ask any medical question and get an answer, maybe not the final answer, but at least talk about whatever their problem might be.
Sure.
And they'll do free screenings, blood pressure screenings, and other types of screenings. They also have special things for the kids, where you bring your teddy bear and get it repaired. They'll also be giving away stuffed animals and books to the kids as long as the supplies last.
Neat.
But it's a family kind of entertainment with food and music and games and much more informational,
right,
types of things where you can get informed on all kinds of subjects.
Sure. What is your recommendation, Al? Because each booth, each location is trying to break through this glass wall, this silent little wall there. What do you recommend to each organization as far as their setup and how to entice a prospective person walking by to stop by and chat?
Well, there are probably two elements to it. No, number one, people, you have to have some sort of an attraction that will attract attention.
Right.
It's like ads on TV. The ads are constructed in such a way as to attract your attention and with fun types of things.
Right.
But then there's the piece of the ad on TV that tells you who's sponsoring it. So with the community day, you need some sort of an attraction to your booth or tent or table or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need somebody there who is knowledgeable about your products or services, who can talk about fitness or food or whatever it is you're promoting.
Right.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
The Democrats are sitting back with one of the best lawyers in the world. If Cruz ever got lucky, but if he ever got lucky and got the nomination, he will be sued immediately.
Donald Trump, who maintains his stance that Senator Ted Cruz is ineligible to run for president based on his birth status. Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban immigrant father. During an event on Saturday, Cruz's wife Heidi referred to her husband as a, quote, immigrant. As for Heidi Cruz's comments, the Cruz campaign says she misspoke. Trump says that's just not true.
Heidi Cruz, nice woman, said, my husband, you heard about this, right? Said this one, my husband's an immigrant, is an immigrant. And that's what I've been saying.
Trump remains the favorite to win the California presidential primary election. That is going to be held on June 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredible, simple, and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills a gap between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables, 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algae in one powdered drink mix. Come to two flavors, mint and berry, and they're both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. So go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Tuesday's Indiana presidential primary could be the last chance for Republican Ted Cruz to slow frontrunner Donald Trump's momentum. Trump declared himself the GOP's presumptive nominee after sweeping five primaries in the Northeast last week. On the Democratic side, frontrunner Hillary Clinton is expected to boost her delegate lead over rival Bernie Sanders tomorrow. May Day protests in Seattle turned violent, USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
The Seattle Police Department says at least five officers were injured and nine people arrested during May Day protests in the city. Seattle police say protesters in downtown Seattle threw rocks, flares, and bricks, as well as Molotov cocktails at officers. Police responded by using pepper spray and blast balls. One officer was treated for a head laceration after being hit by a rock. Another was hit by a Molotov cocktail, and a third was bitten. I'm Anthony Lucero.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Cleveland is working to stop a toxic blob from contaminating the city's water supply. USA Radio's John DeMaster with more.
The 2-square-mile blob of toxic sediment is moving toward the shoreline, and tests say it's dangerously close to a water intake pipe. The untreated mass was dumped from the Cuyahoga Shipping Channel before the Clean Water Act of 1972. The chemicals in the blob are deadly to aquatic life. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
The director of the CIA says part of the 9/11 report that covers Saudi Arabia should remain